You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our Innis News. Today, Kansas City Party Committee, in collaboration with the Institute of Non-Traditional Security, Hanoi National University, opened a training course on security management and non-traditional security management for core cadres of the city. In 3 days, 255 trainees who are key officials of the city are provided with 6 topics on an overview of traditional security and non-traditional security management, challenges, opportunities, and some new issues that need attention for Kansas City, handling political and social hotspots, disputes over mass complaints causing insecurity and order and crime prevention in the city, sustainable economic development and trade security in the city, management of religious and ethnic security and protection of national defense and security in the construction and development of the city, management of natural resources and tourism security, epidemic response and cyber security management and social network security management in Kansas City. During the business trip to Bắc Ninh, Bắc Giang, and Haiphong cities, the delegation led by alternate member of the Party Central Committee Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee Nguyễn Văn Hiếu came to learn experience at Kinh Bắc Urban Development Corporation in Haiphong City or Sài Gòn Haiphong Industrial Park Joint Stock Company. In the meeting, the delegation learned about characteristics, scale management apparatus, decentralization of authorization, operational mechanism, and exchange experiences on the development support policies of Kinh Bắc Urban Development Corporation. Nearly 5 months after launching, the organizing committee of the second Press Prize 2023 on Party Building or Golden Hammer and Sickle Award in Kansas City has received more than 300 journalistic works with 5 types, including radio, television, print, electronic newspapers, and photojournalism. Yesterday afternoon, the organizing committee revealed and awarded 50 excellent and typical works. According to assessment, many works are elaborately invested by journalists, innovating a form of multimedia expression to honestly reflect the breadth of life, the upward development of the city, the region, as well as valuable experiences or lessons in social, economic development, national defense and security, and political system. In particular, the organizers commended two typical teams and individuals portrayed by the authors boldly in their journalistic work. In order to reduce the medical burden caused by cigarettes, yesterday, Kansas City Center for Disease Control, or CDC Control, organized a conference on activities to prevent and control tobacco harm. CDC Control recommended strengthening the steering committee for tobacco harm control at all levels, strengthening inspection and supervision of the implementation of the law on tobacco harm prevention and control, and penalties for violations, speeding up the implementation of tobacco cessation. CDC Control also said from now until the end of 2023, tobacco harm prevention focuses on communication, training, and building a smoke-free environment for restaurants, hotels, agencies, and units, and monitoring tobacco harm prevention. Sources from the General Statistics Office said international visitors to Vietnam in October this year reached 1.1 million, up 5.5% over the previous month and 2.3 times higher than the same period last year. In the first 10 months of 2023, international visitors to Vietnam reached nearly 10 million arrivals, 4.2 times higher than the same period last year, but still only 69% compared to the same period in 2019, the year when the COVID-19 epidemic did not break out. By the end of October, Vietnam's rice exports brought in nearly $4 billion, up 35% in value over the same period in 2022. According to Business News, there are still many opportunities for Vietnam's rice exports to continue to set their peak. The good news is that Vietnamese rice is selling at a good price, higher than Thai and Pakistani rice at $79 one ton and $80 one ton respectively. The maintenance at a good selling price from $628 to $650 a ton is thanks to Vietnamese rice ensuring high quality. Enterprises also revealed that the supply of rice for export of our country from now until the end of the year is not much, while demand to the world market is still high, especially from Indonesia, the Philippines, and China. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye, and see you next time.